I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Eye on the Hill 2022. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
Utah's election leaders say the state's elections are safe despite frequent calls for more security.
KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz recently took a tour of Weber County's vote center to find out exactly what voting security looks like from start to finish.
Lindsay has part one now of our series, Follow the Ballot.
When your ballot leaves your kitchen table, perhaps the biggest security check is your mail-in ballot envelope. It has a unique code on it.
That is unique not just to that voter and not just to this election, but to this exact envelope and ballot.
Weber County Clerk Ricky Hatch says those numbers are never made public, and they're virtually impossible to recreate or guess.
Let's say I just changed the last digit on here, hoping that I could, maybe my neighbor's not going to vote. Problem is, you've got to match the signature.
So when your friend's cousin says they got sent 10 ballots,
they would all have different numbers, and only one of those is going to get through.
When you take your ballot to a mailbox or drop box, there's security there too.
One of our key rules is always two people. Never have the ballots handled by any one person.
Poll workers pick up at random times in red and blue duffel bags that can fit about 2,000 ballots. They seal those bags with an orange zip tie that has a unique number on it. That number matches the number on a form that can only be accessed from inside that sealed bag.
And that ensures that the bag hasn't been tampered with and the ballots haven't been added to or taken from.
There's also logs at every step. But before you even get a ballot, more security. When you register to vote, county clerks know exactly who they're sending ballots to.
First of all, they check for duplicate registration, so they check to see if you are already registered in the state. And in Utah, we have a statewide voter registration database, which allows us to make sure that people don't get registered to vote more than once.
That's Utah's Director of Elections, Ryan Cowley, who says clerks aren't just blanketing Utah with mail-in ballots.
We hear the term universal vote by mail. I think that's a little bit of a misnomer in Utah because it is two specific people that are active voters. So if we get something returned back undeliverable, if they are on that NCOA list, if they don't vote in a couple of elections, they are made inactive.
That NCOA list is the National Change of Address database. It's checked quarterly. Plus, changing your address with Utah's DMV notifies your local voting clerk. If you move out of state, Utah also checks a multi-state system monthly, and they're notified of dead voters through the Department of Vital Statistics weekly.
These are things that keep us up at night. And when we talk about people being able to vote twice, to register at places where they don't live,
Cowley says they're just as concerned about security as anybody else.
And so we're always looking for ways that we can tighten things up, make things better, make it more secure, and of course, transparent at the same time.
Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
Holy cow. Yeah, everyone needs to hear that. Everyone.
I was about to say, I had no idea.
Me neither.
My guess is most of our listeners didn't either. But there's even more to the story, so you're going to want to join us tomorrow for part two of our Follow the Ballot series, where Lindsay looks at what security looks like during tabulation and how Utah audits election.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com. or wherever you get your podcasts.